This is dictating on Miriam Malone. Malone is M-A-L-O-N-E, Malone. Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M, Miriam. Miriam Malone, date of consultation is 12-1-22. Date of visit, date of visit is 12-1-22. Date of birth is 6-18-46. Please make a copy for Shannon Badger. S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Shannon Badger, B-A-D-G-E-R, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Shannon, thank you for sending Miriam Malone for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, hospital illness. This is a 76-year-old female who has had shortness of breath, pains in her chest, and an episode of bronchitis. Was recently treated for bronchitis with a course of antibiotics. The patient also was sent for a chest CT on 9/15/22. And it showed evidence of emphysema and a small calcified granuloma in the right mid lobe and a small non-calcified nodule in the left lower lobe, and scarring at both lung bases. There was also a new non-calcified 7 mm nodule in the right lower lobe, which needed follow-up. The patient has had no recent weight loss. She denies fevers, night sweats, chills. And she does have an occasional cough with wheezing. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes history of hypertension for 15 years, history of hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. She had a benign breast nodule resected in the past and has had an appendectomy and also a fractured wrist. She also has spinal stenosis. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years. Denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient does not smoke. Can you please change that? Patient has a history of smoking. I already mentioned that. I'm sorry. One pack per day for 45 years. Next, family history. Mother died after hip surgery. Father died of a heart attack. Next, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, and no cataracts or glaucoma. There's no hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, but has nighttime awakening. She has no hay fever and no shortness of breath and no wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. No palpitations. She has no anxiety. And she denies any easy bruising or joint pains or muscle I'm sorry, she does have joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next paragraph. Med list included amlodipine 10 mg daily, HCTZ 25 mg daily, levothyroxine 137 micrograms daily, rosuvastatin 5 mg a day, and protonix 40 mg a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam this moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 122/70, pulse 85, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 95 on room air. HEMT announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds, percussion no resonant throughout. There are no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence is irregular as on an S2. No murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor lapses. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, is lung nodules. bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is or hypertension. Number 3 is COPD. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan patient. Has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT in December this year and a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate her for any COPD. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler 2 plus PRN. She was advised to come in for a follow-up in 4 weeks. Also advised to quit smoking and vaping. A follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks, and I'll make an addendum at that time. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Shannon Badger, BADGER, EPRN.